to the other, letting the breath carry you from side to side. Awareness of sensation, back and forth. The breath caressing both sides of the body. Not thinking or imagining either side of the body, take the eyes out of it. Just feel. Let this be a felt sense throughout the body. Slow and soft. Gentle and serene. Going from one side to the other using the breath. On the next exhalation, join both bodies together so you're now breathing with the whole body. Head, neck, shoulders, arms, chest, navel, reproductive area, pubic bone, hips, legs, feet, toes, the whole body. Feel the whole body. Breath. And now, directing the breath and just notice sensation in your body. Pulsations. Releasing all control. Releasing all tension. Simply one with the body. And now stop directing the breath and just notice sensation in your body. Slowly invite the feeling of lightness in the body. Your body light as a feather. Feel this. And now the feeling of heaviness. Your body as heavy as a brick. Feel this. Now invite light and heavy to meet as if they're dancing toward each other, the two sensations, and when they meet, they become one. Sensations of heavy and light at the same time. Feel this. Notice the impact on your body and mind. And now invite the feeling of pleasure in your body. Your body feeling pleasure. Feel this. Just the sensation of pleasure. And now, feel pain in your body. Your body in pain. Feel this sensation. Now invite pain and pleasure to meet, to dance together, holding them both. Pain and pleasure, the two sensations become one. Feel this. How does your body feel holding both? No judgment. No story. Just feel and notice. Say hello. Moving your awareness to the solar plexus, the soft area below the breastbone, the third power center, the power center that holds your personal power. Breathe into this area and slowly begin to see the color yellow emerge, like the sun shining, a beautiful sparkly yellow. Keep breathing. And see the yellow in full glow, the energy getting stronger and stronger. Notice if there's a negative or self-defeating habit you're ready to release. See it rise above you and float away. Stay right here, breathing in third power center, letting it glow, letting it rebalance, restore, replenish your personal power. See a word or short positive statement emerge that helps you know what personal power you're claiming. Let this word bathe your mind and entire body with a sense of calm and ease. Now come to the space between your eyebrows. Be still. Relax your entire body. Release all nervousness, fear, and all blocks to healing. Release all that no longer serves you. Let go. In darkness, find light. You have entered an oasis of non-doing. Here you can just be. Surrender. And do absolutely nothing. In this place of surrender, of deep silence, your intention is heard and you have an opportunity to rewire any part of you for healing and health. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it in your bones, your whole body. Have faith, your intention has been heard, and like a seed, it will grow. Now return to the space between your eyebrows and rest here for a moment. Repeat the following affirmations and feel them throughout your entire body. I value myself. I am enough. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Now return to your heart and listen to your heartbeat. Tap into its rhythm. Your body completely relaxed. This sense that everything will be okay rising from your toes to your head. Feel this. Now begin to come back, slowly, externalizing your attention, waking up, noticing how peaceful and calm you feel, and recognizing that you can take this peace and calm into your everyday life, daring to rest during yoga nidra and outside of yoga nidra. See yourself bringing this peace and calm into your daily life. If you're lying down and it feels right, bend your knees and rock side to side. And then turn over to your right side. Curl up. Eyes still closed, aware of your body and mind, waking up, grateful for valuing yourself today, for saying yes to rest. Yes to rest. Feel this. Now bring your intention into your awareness again and repeat it 3 times. Let it go into your entire being and resolve to let it grow in your life. When you're ready, open your eyes, coming back, noticing your heart open, soft and gentle. This completes Daring to Rest meditation number 4. Be good to yourself. For the next 5 days, you're going to be experiencing the Wisdom Body. Of course, every day in Yoga Nidra meditation, you're experiencing all 5 bodies, but the focus will be on the Wisdom Body, the 4th body of awareness. This is where composers create from. This is where your ego actually takes a back seat and you begin to see your true self. So if you picture the onion analogy that I talked about, where you have these layers to an onion, and the physical body is the outer layer, then the energy body, then you have the mental body. Now, once you've cleared those 2 bodies, you begin to enter the Wisdom Body. And the exciting news here is that your ego does take a back seat. And when ego takes a back seat, you begin to tap in to your highly intuitive self. You begin to tap into places where your mind stops lecturing you. All of that junk from the trunk, it no longer bothers you anymore. You become the observer. That's really the excitement here of the Wisdom Body, because you're able to take a step back. So all the drama in your life that was so tiring, so exhausting, you begin to go, okay, yes, there's that. You don't deny that. You don't say, oh, there's no drama in my life. Everything's fine. No, maybe there is. But you're able to take this step back and become an observer, like you're seeing it in a movie, so that you are engaged. You do feel for the situation, but you're not so invested that it's exhausting your energy, that it's draining your energy. And what's exciting when you come to this beautiful Wisdom Body is that you start feeling this deeper connection to your soul. And there is no power center that is connected to the Wisdom Body, actually. This is your soul. You're connected to your soul. You're beginning to connect to your soul. So in this place, what I love to talk about when I come to the Wisdom Body is that you, as a woman, begin to see something that's been totally lying asleep forever when you're exhausted, which is your wild woman. This is an archetype, and Dr. Clarissa Pinkola Estes talks about this in her beautiful book, Women Who Run with the Wolves. The wild woman connects so deeply to our instinctual nature. And what happens when we're exhausted? The first thing to go is our intuition, our gut feeling. Really, the deep knowing, everything that you've always known, you tend to forget when you're exhausted. You just go into doing mode and you forget who you truly are, and you can't make decisions based on that sense of who you truly are. So once you're in the Wisdom Body, you begin to remember who you truly are, and then the wild woman pops out. And the wild woman reminds you, she says, ah, yeah, hey, come this way. Because when you are fully in your wild woman, when you embrace her, that is when you begin to come alive. You truly wake up. It's when you fly the flag of who you truly are. You're not afraid to speak up, and you're not afraid to be that person. So it's a very exciting moment. I see it all the time with women who come into my rest programs, and I will see this, what seems like a new woman wake up, but actually that's the woman she's always been. And this is the wild woman. This is the woman who goes, oh, yeah, boom, I know how to birth a baby. I know how to write a book. I know how to run a business. All of these things that she was maybe hiding from beforehand, the wild woman comes forth and she begins to know again. And that's the wisdom body. You begin to remember all that you've always known. All that you've always known. It brings me to tears. And I hope that when you're in Yoga Nidra, and you may have experienced it already, you begin to tap into that place of, oh yeah, this is who I am. Yeah, this is who I am. And that's when you know your wild woman has surfaced. In the wisdom body, you begin to have the opportunity to meet your council of women. Who's the council of women? Council of women are mentors, they're guides, they're the seers, they're the women who have your back. They're the sisterhood that's always been there for you, but you forget. You forget. And it's so refreshing when we remember, because they're there for us. And in your Yoga Nidra meditation for these next 5 days, and actually for the rest of the Daring to Rest journey, I'm going to be inviting you to invite your council of women to come be there for you, support you. If you have a health issue, bring it to them. If you need healing in any way, the wild women are there. They are the mentors for you, and they always have your back. So you're going to get to experience that starting in this next meditation. For the next 5 days, the Council of Women is available to you even outside of your Yoga Nidra meditation. So you can sit quietly. Maybe it's by your altar. Maybe it's even parking your car to the side and you just close your eyes, put your hand over your heart, and you imagine your Council of Women taking a deep breath in. You imagine them assembling, and you imagine them helping you to heal, to answer a question that may be on your mind. They're there for you. You can just even imagine their comfort, that someone has your back. This is very big when we're exhausted, right? We feel like no one has our back. We feel like we're alone. This is what I hear all the time. My hand is raised as well. This is what happens with women. We get so busy and we feel in our own little bubble. This reminds you that you're not alone, that you've got your council of women. So you can go to them these next 5 days. I would even continue for the rest of the Daring to Rest journey, but particularly these 5 days, use this time to really invite your council of women. Now, during your Yoga Nidra meditation, for meditation number 5, make sure you have your touchstone out, and you're going to place it either between your eyebrows on your third eye or hold it in your left hand. If you want to use an essential oil, citrus or cypress is a good one to use, or you can use one that just feels right to you. Also, during these next 5 days, the color indigo is a great color, like a deep purple, to be wearing. That really helps to invite the energy of the third eye, the seer, which is really the wisdom body, helps you see beyond. It helps you see to your soul. So here's to the wisdom body, and have a great meditation. Close your eyes and adjust your body to be as comfortable as possible. If you are using a touchstone, place it on the space between your eyebrows, or you can hold it in your left hand. Let this touchstone reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility if you should need it throughout Yoga Nidra. Now be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest, meditation number 5. Daring to Rest starts right now. Begin by taking a deep breath in and exhaling with a deep sigh, letting tension go in your body and mind. Watch it drain away. Breathe in again, inhaling slowly, and exhale with a deep sigh again. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Notice how it feels in your body as you're repeating your intention. Now bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows and relax. Let your body be totally at ease. Throughout Yoga Nidra, follow my voice. Stay awake, aware, and at ease. There is nothing to do. Yoga Nidra is the art of doing nothing. Take a moment now to notice your body on the earth if you're lying down. Let the ground hold you. Surrender all thoughts, seeing them drift away. And notice sensation in your whole body. Now begin to progressively relax the body, starting in the mouth. Start to tense your whole face, sticking your tongue out as far as you can, opening your mouth and jaw, your eyes, ears, and cheeks taut. Hold. Hold a little more. And now relax. Relax your entire face. Notice all sensations in your body. Moving to your shoulders and neck, keep your face relaxed and begin to scrunch your shoulders, shoulder blades, and neck. Hold. Hold. And now relax. Wiggle your shoulders and let them completely relax. Your neck as well. Feel how this impacts your body. Notice pulsations in the body. Now in the left hand and arm, start bringing tension into the left hand by tightening the fist, fingers, palm, and moving up the left arm from the wrists all the way to the top of the left arm. Hold the tension. Stay with it. Hold just a few more seconds. And release. Let go. Shake your left hand and arm out, and then let it completely relax. Notice how this feels. Just be present to all sensations. Loving, no judging. It is what it is. Can you let the sensation in your body be? Moving to the right hand and arm, bring tension into the right hand, tighten the fist, fingers, palm of the right hand, and extend that tension up the right arm, the whole right hand and arm in tension. Hold. Hold. If you want to stop, don't. Just a few more seconds. And release. Let go. Shake your right hand and arm out, and then let it completely relax. Notice sensation. Welcome it. Now start to bring tension into your entire torso, both front and back, the upper chest, middle torso, and abdomen. Tighten your abdominal muscles, your whole back and buttocks. Hold. Let your mouth stay relaxed as you're holding. If you think you can't continue to hold, do it anyway for a few more seconds. Let the mind take a back seat. Hold. And now completely relax. Let your body completely surrender to the ground. Feel all vibrations in your body. Moving to the pelvis and sacrum, tighten, tighten, and hold, hold. Now relax. Let go completely and notice how you feel. Begin now to tense the left leg all the way to the left hip. You can raise your left leg slightly for this or not. Tensing the toes, left foot, ankle, knee, left thigh and hip. Tense the whole left leg all the way to the hip and hold. Hold. Just a bit more. And release. Let go. Feel how this impacts your body and mind. Switching to the right leg, all the way up to the right hip. Begin to tense the right toes, foot, the right ankle, knee, thigh, all the way to the right hip. Hold. Hold. And release. Relax completely. Notice sensation in your body. Now bring tension to the whole body, starting with both feet and legs. Tension in the pelvis and sacrum, the buttocks, back, up the torso to the upper chest, both shoulders, arms, and hands, neck, jaw, mouth, and the entire face, the whole body in tension. Hold. Hold. If you want to stop, don't. Keep going. Dare to go a little more. And now release. Relax. Let your body be completely at ease, loose, soft, open. Rest for a moment at the point between the eyebrows. Feel all sensation in your body. Now welcome your breath, the inhale and exhale, like a dance. Feel the rhythm of your breath. Take 5 deep breaths through the space between your eyebrows, counting backwards from 5 to 0. 5, breathing in. 5, breathing out. 4, breathing in. 4, breathing out. Counting down on your own now to 0. Now stop. And from the space between your eyebrows, inhale again slowly, this time imagining the breath traveling down to the base of your spine. At the same time, mentally say the sound, so. Slowly exhale while imagining the breath moving from the base of the spine back up to the space between the eyebrows. At the same time, silently say the sound, hum. Feel your awareness expanding and merging with all parts of your body. Continue to silently chant so hum in rhythm with your inhales and exhales. On the next exhalation, stop. Focus your attention on the space between your eyebrows for a moment and feel sensation in your body. Keep your awareness at the space between your eyebrows, your third eye, the sixth power center, the center of wisdom and intuition. Begin to see the color indigo as you breathe in and out. Notice the color indigo begin to glow. The entire third eye bathed in indigo. Relax here for a moment. See yourself in a beautiful desert. Cacti, the brown clay-like dirt around you. The sun shining. Your third eye glowing indigo as you walk through the desert. Warm, third eye glowing. You keep walking. Your third eye glowing indigo, and soon you are in a lush green forest, tropical birds chirping. There's a coolness. Feel this. The lush green forest fades and you walk into a pristine beach, the sand warm, comforting on your feet. You see the ocean and decide to take a dip in the salty ocean water. Once in the ocean, you lay on your back and float. Feel this. Slowly you open your eyes and see clouds passing by above you. Your intuition tells you that there is a message in the clouds. Let the clouds give you this message. See it written in the clouds. Now thank the clouds for the message and continue floating, doing absolutely nothing. Notice every sensation as you float. Welcome it all. Bring your attention to the third eye. The indigo color bathes your entire body, relaxing your entire body. Release all blocks to healing. Release all that no longer serves you. Let go. Allow in insight and intuition. You have entered an oasis of non-doing. Here you can just be. Surrender and do nothing. Do absolutely nothing right now. In this place of surrender, of deep silence, your intention is heard and you have an opportunity to rewire any part of you for healing and health. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it in your bones, your whole body. Have faith your intention has been heard, and like a seed, it will grow. Repeat the following affirmations and feel them throughout your entire body. I am a wild woman. Everything is unfolding as it should. Begin to breathe in your Council of Women with every breath. Notice them arriving, this group of wild women, mentors, guides, wise women. Some you may know, others you may not know. They may be women alive or who are no longer earthside. Welcome them all. Thank them for coming and thank yourself for remembering them. Accept all their blessings, spoken and unspoken. If you have a specific healing question you'd like to ask the Council of Women, ask it now and listen. Hear their response. Feel their healing energy. Bathe in their wisdom. Be grateful. You always have your Council of Women to turn to both in Yoga Nidra and outside of Yoga Nidra if you need them. Now breathe in through your heart. Follow your breath to a spot in your body that's calling out to you. Rest here for a moment. See if there's a soul whisper. An image, word, or phrase. Don't think it. Feel or sense it. Let it appear. Take a few seconds to listen for your soul whisper now. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Be curious about your soul whisper. Soon you'll be waking up. Imagine yourself calm, wild and free. A wild woman. Feel this as the body wakes up to the true you, wakes up to your true self, your essence. calm, wild, and free. With one hand over your heart and another hand on your second power center, the space between your pubic bone and your navel. Listen to these words by Clarissa Pinkola Estes. Wolves and women have much in common. Both share a wild spirit. Women and wolves are instinctual creatures able to sense the unseen. They are loyal, protective of their packs and of their pups. They are wild and beautiful. Both have been hunted and captured. Even in captivity, one can see in the eyes of a woman or a wolf the longing to run free and the determination that should the opportunity arise, whoosh, they will be gone. How do you feel when you hear these words? Let your heart feel this. Notice sensations in your body. What does it feel like to feel the wild woman in you waking up? Now begin to move from whatever part of your body wants to move first. Let your body decide when and how it wants to move. Maybe you want to slither around a bit like a serpent, waking up the whole body. And if it feels right, turn onto your right side. Take a moment to feel grateful for deep rest. Yes, to rest. Feel this. Now bring your intention into your awareness again and repeat it 3 times. Let it sink into the depths of you, like an intravenous drip. Your intention being planted everywhere. Your whole self knowing your intention has been heard and it is being acted upon by a higher power. Now slowly, your eyes begin to open wide. Caress your body for a moment. Thank it for checking in today, for welcoming everything. You can remain resting deeply for as long as you need to. This completes Daring to Rest meditation number 5. Be good to yourself. Welcome to the final 5 days of the release phase. We're now exploring the bliss body, the 5th and final body of awareness of the 5 bodies. Remember, Yoga Nidra takes us on a journey through all these 5 bodies. They are essentially a map back to wholeness. First, there is the physical body where you start your engine to receive deep rest, to surrender to rest and feel grounded and safe again. Then using breath work, Yoga Nidra helps to balance the energy body to get you in the flow, saying yes to life, letting in your life force. And this is when you begin to know what feels like a full-bodied yum in your life and what doesn't. You tap into rhythm, a very close relative of rest. Cleaning up your energy body then gives you access to the mental body, where you do some deep cleaning of the mind, pairing opposites and letting go of beliefs and emotions that no longer serve you and were keeping you exhausted. This then gives you access to the wisdom body, where ego drops. You start to witness your life instead of taking everything so personally. And this is when you reconnect to a deep inner knowing, your wild woman, that intuitive knower. Once you're reconnected with your wild woman, the fuel in your car begins to return. Emotional baggage drops, and this gives you access to the bliss body, where literally all thoughts stop. You enter into what is known as Turiya, a fourth state of consciousness that cannot be accessed through conventional sleep. This is the state of Yoga Nidra. This is such a deep level of meditation that when you repeat your intention, it is absorbed unconditionally here because there are no thoughts getting in the way. You are swimming in a sea of oneness, essentially, no longer seeing yourself as a wave in a big ocean. You are the ocean. The moment you feel this sense of bliss, this awareness that extends way beyond you to infinity, you begin to feel a sense of liberation. You're free. It's a tear-jerking moment, really. We rarely see this in our everyday lives, except in a few scenarios. Think of a baby being born. That's a scenario that can blow your heart wide open. You have this sense that something magical has happened that is beyond you. Painting and writing a poem are also ways we can sometimes access the bliss body. There's a feeling of completely abandoning thought and being driven by your heart. You feel alive, open, spacious, and more loving. You get the sense that everything is going to be okay. This is the bliss body. You have been experiencing the bliss body in every Yoga Nidra meditation throughout your Daring to Rest journey. Now, as we shine a light on it for the next 5 days, this is your opportunity to focus more on cleaning this final body. When this final layer is clean, you can see your soul. Yoga Nidra is ultimately a pointer back to your soul, your most authentic self. You become one with the divine or God. When I use divine or God, neither is about believing in a religion. The divine is the essence of everything. In houses of worship, through prayer and chanting, these are ways to access a oneness with the divine. And I cannot overstate the power of this when we connect to the divine. This is when we know, not intellectually, but deep in our hearts and soul, that everything will be okay. But wait, there's real life, right? Sometimes life falls apart. So how do we get back to bliss when that happens? Well, I know this, and I have lived this. Let me tell you a story. Years ago, I moved with my husband and 2 young children, ages 4 and 6, to Tanzania. This was our dream. We visioned this would happen, and one day it did. This was not our first time living on the continent of Africa. We had lived in Kenya before, and while living there, I became friends with our maid, Faith. We may have been born into completely different worlds, but I knew immediately when I met Faith that she was one of my people. I loved everything about her, her humor, when she often swept her way to me, telling me that, "Karen, I think tall people are picky eaters. You're tall and you're a picky eater. My sister is tall and she's a picky eater. And giraffes are tall and they're picky eaters too." That was Faith, always funny and always a feminist. I remember once she told me, "I don't need a man. In Kenya, men walk on women like they are doormats." Faith was no doormat, that's for sure. Shy, but with a fierce sense of her place in the world. When she said yes to joining us in Tanzania as a family in our home, I was overjoyed. All my dreams were coming true. And then came the opposite, the darkness. One night, soon after we had moved into our new house, Faith and I were getting ready for bed while my husband drove a friend to the airport. When my husband arrived home, 3 men with guns followed him into our house. They took everything. my mother-in-law's wedding ring that was in her family for many generations, and all our belongings. They tied us all up on the floor, me, my husband, Faith, and the night guard. Then one of the gunmen untied me and took me up to our bedroom to give him all our money, any guns we may have had, which we didn't, and jewelry. On our way to the bedroom, he asked who was in the other room upstairs. "My children," I said, to which he said, "If you do anything stupid, I'll kill you and your motherfucking children." I went to the bedroom and gave him everything. After that, he took me back downstairs and tied me up with telephone wire, face down on the floor, and then untied Faith, took her first to the kitchen and then to her bedroom. I heard a shower. Then Faith returned and he tied her up next to me. They tried to take me in one of our vehicles, but they eventually brought me back, convinced it would not serve them. So they put the four of us in Faith's bedroom, turned out the lights, shut the door, and drove away. We were in the dark. Pretty soon after my husband wiggled toward me and managed to loosen my wires, I got free and untied the others. Faith and I sat huddled in a corner together. That's when she whispered, "God is good. They did not hurt the children." After that, she whispered, "Karen, I need to see a doctor." Faith had been raped. My heart sank. No, my heart felt like it had vanished. I could not access it. I was numb. Everything did not feel like it was okay at all. How could Faith be holding opposites at a time like this? Yes, we were robbed, and she was raped. And, she told me, everything's going to be okay. I didn't see this at the time, how she chose to see the light in the depths of darkness, to find that space between and believe in God. But I do now. In the darkness of night, we rode away from our house to a hotel, to safety. In the car, the kids, now awakened by us and snuggled between me and Faith, noticed my ring gone. "Everything's going to be okay," I told them, but I didn't believe this at all. The next day, we got up to go to the police precinct. When Faith got dressed, I was shocked by the t-shirt she wore. It said in huge letters, "Jesus loves me." Jesus loves me. She certainly couldn't still believe this. I didn't believe this. But secretly, if I'm honest, when I looked at her shirt, I also thought, I wish she had one for me. I could use a Jesus Loves Me t-shirt right now. I had lost all hope. Life seemed a long way off from bliss and oneness with the divine. As we got back into a routine that Sunday, Faith asked to go to church. I could have practiced yoga nidra when she was gone, or maybe even gone with her, but instead I chose to sit in the hotel room and eat French fries. I shut off every feeling valve in me. I was numb, and I stayed numb for 2 years after we left Tanzania and left Faith. I fell into darkness, a PTSD, deeply afraid of every sound in the night. Is that them? And then one day I remembered what I had forgotten. Yoga Nidra. Why did I not start practicing Yoga Nidra again for 2 years after we were robbed? It made no sense. And yet when I found Yoga Nidra again on a dark evening when I went into my minivan to scream from exhaustion, scream from the PTSD, scream because I felt no one understood, that's when, after I stopped crying and it was completely silent in my minivan, I heard a soul whisper. The whisper simply said, "Yoga Nidra." And I knew it was time to lay down. I decided to practice Yoga Nidra for a year every day. I began with the intention, "I feel," and slowly I started feeling myself come back to life. I made it 40 consecutive days, not a year, and this time, unlike the first time I discovered Yoga Nidra, I had a whole new relationship with Yoga Nidra. This time, Yoga Nidra was much more than a nap to me. Yes, I got the deep breaths, then I needed it. But this time, Yoga Nidra was about plugging back into myself and the divine. 40 days gave me that cocoon of space to break the fatigue and begin to feel connected to the divine. I had never grown up very religious or talking about God or this divine energy, but what I realized is that the moment I practiced Yoga Nidra was when I felt the closest to this divine energy of oneness. It brought me to tears. Sometimes this happens when I practice Yoga Nidra. Maybe you too. There is this moment, often in the bliss body, when we remember exactly who we are. We're no longer afraid of the dark, and we feel strong enough, like faith, to hold the opposites when things fall apart. Yes, something really bad happened to me, and everything is okay. My hope for you is that you receive this Yoga Nidra medicine during these 40 days, and beyond these 40 days, you keep going and exercise this Yoga Nidra muscle. It will help you feel well-rested, to feel less tired, but my definition of well-rested expanded dramatically after what happened to us. Well-rested to me also means to feel whole, to be able to find the space between, the bliss spot, the freedom, even when life gets messy, or at least soon after. This is the kind of bliss I hope you find with Yoga Nidra. The bliss body is connected to your fourth power center, the heart. For the next 5 days, consider wearing the color green to activate the heart center. And if it feels right and you feel nurtured with Yoga Nidra, think of something you can do to nurture others. Volunteer in an animal shelter or a home for seniors or the homeless. Now that you've been practicing Yoga Nidra for 26 days, hopefully you feel as though you've put your oxygen mask on. You're more calm and peaceful and centered in your true nature. This is when it's ideal to nurture others, after we've put our own caretaking first. Cover your own caretaking first and then others. My first Yoga Nidra teacher used to say at the end of Yoga Nidra that Yoga Nidra is a service of love we give to ourselves and all others. It mentors us into an understanding of our true nature, and it shows us that when we serve ourselves, we serve all others, and when we serve others, we serve ourselves. But as you know, if you're burnt out, you serve no one. Sure, you can keep on going, keep on caretaking. I did that after Tanzania, and it led to my total breakdown in my minivan when I remembered, oh, right, me too. Me too. I matter. I need to be good to myself. So if you feel like you're nurturing yourself, that Yoga Nidra is providing that oxygen now, that you're at this point in our journey, and you felt that, oh, you're getting some nurturing, then to complete the circle, experiment for the next 5 days with nurturing others. See how it feels. Notice how your heart opens. Notice when it's too much. All of this is important. This is about rhythm. This is back to the importance of rest and rhythm, all of it. This is the full expression of Yoga Nidra when we serve ourselves and we serve all others. Okay, on that note, now it's time to lie down, get comfortable, get your touchstone out, and prepare for Yoga Nidra meditation number 6 for days 26 to 30. It's a privilege to be on this Daring to Rest journey with you. Thank you. I believe in you. And let's keep going. Close your eyes and adjust your body to be as comfortable as possible. If you are using a touchstone, place it on your heart or just above. Or you can hold it in your left hand. Let this touchstone reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility if you should need it throughout Yoga Nidra. Now be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest, meditation number 6. Daring to Rest starts right now.